This is Deadly Decades Radio Show, live from Dublin City, Ireland, where we will be reminiscing about the 70s, the 80s,
the 90s,
and the noughties.
The noughties.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Lynch, and this is my first podcast. On today's show, I am interviewing members of my family to ask them about their favourite decades. What type of music did they listen to? What fashion did they follow? And what is their standout moment of that decade overall? Can you tell me about a decade in your life that is special to you and why?
The 70s, because I got married in the 70s and had four beautiful girls in the 70s.
What type of music did you listen to through that decade, and did it influence your fashion choices?
The music I listened to, mainly music I listened to, was the Bay City Rollers. They were the top band at the time, insofar as I styled my children, dressed them in the Bay City Rollers clothes. And really, that's all I listened to and loved it. It would have been a 60s child, so the Beatles would have come in now and again, and Herman's Hermits.
What was your standout moment of that decade?
The day that Elvis Presley died, because we moved house from one district to another. And we were so busy with moving and with the children that we didn't realise till we turned on the radio the next day that Elvis had passed away.
Can you tell me about a decade in your life that is special to you and why?
Yeah, the 1980s is a very special decade for me because that's when I grew up. They were kind of my formative years. I really enjoyed growing up and playing on the road, playing skipping, and every June when Wimbledon was on, we played tennis. We thought we were brilliant. Live Aid happened in the mid-1980s, and that really had an influence on me and made me look at, you know, social justice and poverty and all them kind of things, and got me really interested in charity and voluntary work. And that shaped my career going forward. And then in the 90s, I started working for charities, and that all came from the 1980s. So it left a big impact on me.
What type of music did you listen to through that decade, and did it influence your fashion choices?
Yeah, I listened to all sorts of things. I listened to a load of Irish up-and-coming bands. So I was very much on the alternative scene, like the Ha House Flowers and Something Happens. And there was a band called the Subterraneans from my area, and they were brilliant. But I also listened to The Cure. So I was a bit of a Cure head as well. So I used to dress in fashions like back on my hair, wear white makeup and red lipstick. Still wear red lipstick today. So yeah, music really had a big influence on how I presented myself in the world. And I had my own tribe, and we had friends, and we all dressed the same, Doc Martin boots and that kind of thing.
What was your standout moment of that decade?
I think my standout moment was my first kiss.
Can you tell me about a decade in your life that is special to you and why?
The 90s were the most special decade for me because I turned to 18 and I became an adult, and then I was able to go out with my friends and have a good time.
What type of music did you listen to through that decade, and did it influence your fashion choices?
Yeah, I loved listening to the Spice Girls, and I used to wear the Spice Girl runners, and I loved all the rave music and all the fast dance music and all that, and it would influence how I was dancing, so what I was wearing. So we used to wear hoodies and that with the Paisley pattern on it. And then I remember when my cousin saying the Paisley was from the 70s and it was coming back, and it was mad the way fashion goes around and comes back. Then we used to wear, if we were going to discos or wherever, we'd wear a luminous pink nail varnish so our nails would light up. And so the clothes would represent the music, and the music videos had an influence on what we wore as well.
What was your standout moment of that decade?
I remember signing for my house, and I was 8 months pregnant, 8 and a half months pregnant. And we went into the solicitor's office on the North Strand and we signed for our house and our mortgage and all that. And then we went, a week later, I walked in the door wheeling a pram because I had had my daughter within the space of the week when we got signed for the house and got the keys. And she was 6 weeks old when we moved in. That was the moment when I felt like I was walking on air. I had become a mammy and I had bought my own home.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to the nostalgia, and that's all from Deadly Decades.